Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. I guess if you can walk us through that final drive, given the timeouts you had, the amount of time left, I'm guessing you felt like there was all the time in the world when the series started, no?
When it started, I thought we did have quite a bit of time, and you know, it goes away pretty quick when you have those negative plays. There's a crazy stat with, you know, overcoming negative plays in two-minute drives and how little the likelihood becomes of scoring when you do those things, and we did that a couple times. So, you know, we just kept fighting, and we made some big plays, and I thought, you know, everyone kind of made the big plays when we needed it to. It certainly wasn't a perfect game by us, and we've got to, you know, keep finding ways to improve and get better. But it was a great way to you know, finish the day on that drive. And so many guys made some big plays, and you know, we're going to keep needing it because, you know, these games don't get any easier. They get pretty tough.
All right, there's 2:24 on the clock when you take over. When you're sitting on the bench and they get the ball and they're moving and they're obviously in field goal range,
yep.
How much time are you thinking you need? If they get the field goal, that means you need a touchdown. I assume you think you're going to have 75 yards to go with their kicker. You know, you were always on the 25, so you got 75 yards. How much time do you need to get a touchdown in your mind?
And, you know, any time, I think a comfortable amount of time would be between a minute, 32 minutes. But you've got to make some big plays, some chunk plays. And I think that drive was, you know, pretty much like the entire day. There was a lot of, you know, chunk plays we got, and then there was a negative plays. And it's hard to overcome the negative plays in 2 minutes because you got guys that are, you know, 30 yards downfield on routes that got to run back 40 yards to get a call, you know, because we're losing yards. And then we got to, you know, obviously gain more yards on the next play. So we had third and six, I don't know what it was, third and 17, second and 17, second and 18.
18, the Amendola one or the?
The Gronk one? The two to Gronk and then Gronk again.
It was second and 20 and then, yeah, it was third and 12 that time with Gronk.
Second and 20, third and 12, and then a third and 17 to Danny. So, and that's like very unrealistic for us to think that we're going to overcome those. But we did, and I think that's, you know, a great thing. And I, you know, we talked about, you know, keep fighting for four quarters, and I think it's a really good team. I thought they played really well, you know, on both sides of the ball, and they just kept attacking. And you know, we took a lot of shots, and they took a lot of shots, and it was just kind of back and forth. And I'm glad we made the plays in the end.
I guess sometimes drives like that too, you need that break or two. I mean, between the fumble and what could have been a pick, those things have to break your way as well.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're in those situations, you've got, you know, you do need, you know, the risk reward goes kind of out the door, you know, when you're in those desperate situations. So you're just, maybe you're holding the ball longer. Maybe you're making throws that you probably wouldn't make if it was, you know, a tie ball game in the middle of the first quarter, because you're just trying to, you know, generate something. And, yeah, I mean, that was definitely two big plays that if they make, then, you know, game's over.
We've seen you emotional on the field, on the bench, but in that point in the game, do you have to, you know, convey some calmness to your guys in the huddle? They all praise you for your confidence when you get them in the huddle with 2 minutes to go, and you give them a sense that you're going to pull this off. Do you have to take a deep breath and not start and not appear like you're getting all emotional at that point?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, and I think, you know, you have to look in their eyes and get the same thing back from them, and I get that, you know, so I think it goes hand in hand. I mean, they want to know that I'm ready to go out there and get the job done, and I got to look in their eyes and got to know that they're going to get the job done. And I've been so lucky to play on so many teams where I play with guys that, you know, did just that, and yesterday was no different. I mean, Danny, the catches he made, and you know, Hoges played great. Cooks, Brandon played so great. I mean, Gronk. I mean, it was just a great effort by everybody. And really, it was pretty warm out there. I mean, it was a really warm day. And, you know, we hadn't had one of those warm days in a long time since training camp. So guys fought through it, and guys were kind of in and out. We utilized a lot of our skill guys over the course of the first three quarters. And then, you know, we had a lot of three and outs. So, you know, we needed to get out there and stay out there, and we did that on the last drive of the game.
on the throw to Cooks, I'm watching it right now. They're playing it again on SportsCenter. He took a pretty good hit, and, you know, it looks like the safety's going to come over maybe and make a play. I don't know. Can you see it? Are you able to watch it after you throw it? Are you down? Do you have a view of it? Do you think it's going to get there?
I didn't see that one. I mean, I thought there was enough space if he got behind Kareem Jackson, who was the corner, and Moore was the safety, and that they were in kind of a cover two defense. And we had two guys going up the middle of the field, one Danny going up the middle of the field, and then Brandon was on the sideline. And I got just enough on it where it could, you know, kind of get over Kareem and then drop down right in front of the safety. And Brandon made an incredible play. I mean, 2 inches from the sideline. I mean, he brings it in. So it was a great play.
Do you believe in clutch? Do you believe some of your guys get better when the pressure's on?
It's a good question. I mean, I think there's guys that know when to rise to the moments. Yeah, I do believe in that. It ultimately comes down to, I don't think it's like a foregone conclusion. I think you got to go out there and you got to get the job done. It's not just like, okay, now it's important. Now let's go. We're trying to do that all day. We just couldn't get in as many, you know, the rhythms that we needed to. We scored on a lot of big plays. We didn't score on a lot of sustained drives, which I wish we would have been able to sustain more drives. But we just, you know, for one reason or another, we were kind of stopping ourselves out there. And they made some great plays. And then, you know, we caught up on a lot of big plays. So, you know, when we needed to get it done there in the fourth quarter, a lot of guys, you know, played their best football. Gronk made some big catches. Danny made some big catches, you know, and then Brandon made huge catches there on the last drive. So everyone contributed. It was kind of what we needed, because when you play a team with a defense like that, a rush like that, I think they do a great job schematically with how they, you know, change things up. And, they're a very good defense. They've been one of the top defense in the league for the last 3 years. And, they're tough to move the ball on. But, you know, ultimately we made enough plays.
And you went to the sideline after one of the hits, and it looked like you were getting worked on maybe a little bit, but you feel okay today after that game?
Yeah, there's some bumps and bruises. I mean, I think it's probably a bunch of things, the emotion of the game. I'm feeling little bumps and bruises.
Did their pass rush run out of gas in the heat and toward the end of the game? Did you feel like you had a little bit more time?
You know, I think in general, I mean, a little bit. It was kind of a... There was times where there was a lot of time. There was times where I held the ball because I'd say there was more coverage, coverage sacks where, you know, they just did a good job kind of getting on us. And I had to hold the ball a lot longer than I'd normally like to. But when you get into the drives, that's when you can wear down the rush. When they, you know, after they rush two or three times on a series, that's when you can start wearing them down. We couldn't wear them down because we couldn't get the drive started. I mean, we were going three and out, three and out, three and out. They're over there sitting in the shade, you know. And then finally, when we got the ball drive moving, you know, you could feel that you were getting more time. We were gaining confidence. So, you know, in conditions like that, that's usually what happens. You know, longer they're on the field, and I'm sure they won the time of possession. I don't even know what it was. But, I mean, our defense was on the field a lot longer than they were on the field, and that's because we didn't do a great job, you know, staying out there and converting on third down and taking advantage of our short yardage opportunities. So it was a crazy game. You know, fortunately we came out on top.
Saw your post on social media before the game, and then the picture with you and James White and what you said, and then standing with Dorsett there before the game. I'm guessing it's not a coincidence. You know, you don't do this a lot now. Obviously we saw you like that post that Aaron Rodgers had. I guess were you in solidarity with a lot of your teammates and a lot of the league who are upset with President Trump? Is that a fair assessment of your emotion at the time yesterday?
Yeah, I just have, you know, I have a lot of respect for the players, you know, around the league and for obviously my teammates. I mean, I say after the game, I just love my teammates it takes a lot to play in the NFL. You know, the guys that have played in the past, you know, really paved the way for us. And, you know, what I thought in that post was that's what makes so, you know, this game great. You know, players, coaches that come together for one goal to try to go out there and, you know, do the best we can do every week. And it's certainly not an easy game. It's a lot of, you know, it's intense. It's you sacrifice a lot. And we're all making a choice to do that. I'm not, you know, there's no, we love doing that. And I love being out there with my teammates playing. It's a great blessing in my life. So, That's just kind of how I felt.
Did it work in your favor? I mean, obviously that wasn't Trump's intention, but it seemed like it brought teams together, and you know, some came through on the field after their protest or after their display, their unity display, and some didn't. You guys did. Does it feel like something in the locker room that's going to help bring guys together?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I think remains to be seen. I mean, hopefully it brings everyone together. I think, I think that's what, unity and love, and like I said after the game, those are the things that, concern me. And when you're in a locker room full of 53 players and, you're working toward a common goal, you support the guys that you play with, and you support your coaches. Your coaches support you. And you just do the best you can do. And I did say, you're navigating your way through life. These things aren't easy, and everyone deals with different challenges in their life. And you respect everyone's opinions and views, and you don't have to agree with everything. Certainly, it's hard to agree with your own wife, on everything from day to day. But it's just, I thought, I have so much respect for my teammates and what we're trying to accomplish, and hopefully we can keep marching toward, this end of the season and keep making improvements and get better and, win more football games.
I mean, I know you know the guy, and you've not thrilled to talk about him anymore, and I understand that, I guess, too, but I'm sure you saw it. When you see Trump say, wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, he's out, he's fired. Are you watching that the same way, at least I am, thinking, don't you have bigger things to worry about than whether a player kneels or doesn't kneel for a national anthem?
I certainly disagree with, what he said and thought it was just divisive. And, like I said, I just want to support my teammates. And I always said, I'm never one that says, oh, that's wrong or that's right or that's, but I do believe in what I believe in. And I believe in bringing people together and respect and love and trust. And those are the values that my parents instilled in me. And that's how I try to live every day. And, I've been blessed to be in a locker room with guys from all over the United States over the course of my career. Some of my great friends are from, Florida, Virginia, New York, Montana, Colorado, Texas. I mean, I think one thing about football is it brings so many guys together, guys that you would never have the opportunity to be around, whether it was in college and all the way into the pros. And we're all different, and we're all unique, and that's what makes us all so special.
Did you ever have a conversation? Also, sorry, Jerry, one more. Did you ever have a conversation with one of these teammates, whether it's McCourty or any of these guys, during the process, and say the last year or so, where they came to you and said, "Are you really friends with this guy? I mean, what is it about this guy that we're not seeing?" Did you ever talk to your teammates about the president, or no?
No.
Did you hear the boos? The fans booed some of your teammates who took a knee.
Yeah, I did.
Disappointing?
No, I mean, I think everyone's got a right to do whatever they want to do. I mean, it really is. If you don't agree with that, that's fine. You can voice your disagreement. That's absolutely, I think that's great. You know, that's part of our democracy, and that's, as long as it's done in a peaceful, respectful way, I mean, that's what this country's all been all about.
That's true. The one thing that I thought the dumbest thing the president said was the game has gone soft. Talking about how
it's really dope. You're right.
Which I can't stand when anybody says it. If you watch it for 5 minutes, whatever rule changes they've made has not made the game soft. It's as tough as and as violent as ever. Do you just laugh that off when you hear people like him or anybody say that they put skirts on them? The game's gone soft.
Well, I mean, as a player in the league, I mean, this game is incredibly violent. It's a violent sport. It's, the hits are vicious. I mean, when you get hit by a helmet, whether it's on your leg or your arm, I mean, it's an incredible amount of force. And, you're talking about athletes that are, anywhere from whatever, a receiver would be 190 to, a 350-pound offensive lineman, and the athletic defensive players that are, 270 pounds that are running 4 or 5 now that, when they hit people, you're out on the field. I mean, there's a crack like you can never hear, like you can never imagine. And I think, you've got to be able to prepare yourself for that. And that's the kind of sport we're playing. And, it's certainly a contact sport, and everything about it is about contact and being physical. in one of your matchups. So, you know, I think the game, there was a lot of great games yesterday. You know, I know, you know, the people I talk to love it. So, you know, it's, like I said, it's a great privilege for me to play.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel like, do you feel like it's any less violent than it was 16, 17 years ago?
I think it's more violent.
I do too. But do you think, I mean, I understand the rules are different, but do you feel like it's any less aggressive or violent? I mean, violence is the word I'm using, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think there was a time there was some more defenseless hits that, you know, I would say those were violent hits, but there's still an incredible amount of violent hits. And I think the things that were kind of, that have been taken out, which have been good, are just maybe needless big hits to guys that were, you know, out, not part of the play or defenseless. You know, and I think those are good. I mean, I don't think, you know, a guy's got his head turned, you know, looking all the way downfield to the right, and a guy comes from the left side of him and, you know, annihilates him. I mean, I just, you know, one hit can end someone's career, can change their life forever. And if it's something that doesn't need to happen, then I agree. That's part of, you know, the sport that, you know, needs to be thought about, which has been thought about, and by the players, by the, you know, competition people, and, you know, they remove some of those plays. I mean, it's still, to me, a very violent sport. I mean, the hits are big. You know, you get hit hard, and you know, you still see guys going out. But there's more awareness toward, you know, concussions, things like that, which have been, you know, great to see. There's been a lot of improvements with the guys' helmets and, you know, the rule changes. So I think that's all been a real positive impact on the sport.
All right, we got some bad news. I mean, yesterday was obviously a great day for you and the sport, but bad news. The Hillary Clinton, that would be Kirk Minahan's choice for president last November.
Maybe Tom Brady, too.
She jumped back ahead of you. You were number two when your book first came out, then you moved to number one. This is the Amazon list, Curtis?
Yes, it is.
On Amazon. Now you're back to number two. Are you disappointed?
Back to two. I'm not disappointed. Nope, I'm not disappointed.
Were you happy? The book, I mean, I can't believe how well done it is. It weighs 3 pounds. Been carrying it around for a week. It's just, it's wearing me out. I know I know you don't get sore, but I'm getting sore from carrying this book to work every day. But there's some, I knew this would happen. There's some takeaways to make you look like a total lunatic. The one about the sunburn is the one that everyone, you know, all the national guys, New York guys are marking you for. Do you really believe if you drink enough? I know if you drink enough beer, you get sunburned. But if you don't, if you drink enough water, you will not get sunburned?
No, I was speaking as to my own personal experience, you know, that I used to get probably sunburned a lot as a kid. And you know, I go to Costa Rica a lot, and I just feel like I'm very, very hydrated. And I certainly think it helps. So, I mean, not if you're going to sit in the sun for, you know, long periods of time. I don't think anyone can avoid those. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you about my personal experience. I don't know what to say other than that.
Well, I know we're up against it, but I want to pick through this book again with you in sort of longer form. I guess my one question would be, and there's plenty of it I like, too, and we got the copies, and thanks for that. But when you write about, you know, for example, your protein powder is the purest protein on the market today, it's sort of a statement of fact. I mean, what is the process that you find out, for example, that's the purest one?
Well, just identifying, obviously, the different manufacturers and, you know, going through there, exactly what we're trying to look for with what we want in the product. And, you know, we feel like we found, you know, the best one for us.
Okay, yeah, we'll go through this. You're up against that. The quarterback question of the week brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. And we've never asked you about this, I don't think ever in the last couple of years, because we've been sort of running around between this and that in the offseason. You saw the story, I'm sure, about Aaron Hernandez this past week and the lawsuit being filed. It must be hard for you just as an individual to play with a guy for a couple of years and see the whole thing he goes through. I mean, when you think about Aaron Hernandez, what goes through your mind?
I don't think about him very often, you know. I really don't.
Well, he was 13 years younger than you, and they said he had, you know, one of the worst cases of CTE they've ever seen, someone that young. Does that scare you at all, or do you feel like you are not immune from that, but you take certain precautions, you don't get hit as much as pass catchers or tight ends do?
Yeah.
Does it make you pause when you hear that?
You know, I think it's, again, it's there's been a lot of awareness toward that, and I understand the risks, and, you know, I can't predict the future. I can only do the best, you know, I can possibly do to try to take care of my body in the ways that I believe work for me. So I'm not immune to that. You know, I'm not, you know, anyone who plays a physical sport is going to encounter some degree of injury, whether that's to your ankle, to your leg, or to your head. And, you know, you understand that part of playing the sport. And to me, I mean, the joys I gain from playing football far outweigh the negatives. And again, I'm not blind to, you know, these studies and so forth, but I just am going to try to do the best I can do with the hydration and how I eat and how I take care of my body in order to try to circumvent, you know, some of those things if that's possible. But no one can predict the future, but I'm going to do the very best I can do to prepare myself for that.
Okay, and I know you said you don't think of it much anymore. It's been almost 4 years. I get that. But at first, were you thinking like, oh, my God, I was in meetings with this guy every day. I travel with him, and this other life was going on. I mean, that must have been mind-blowing to some extent, no?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of those, again, it was a long time ago. It was just, you know, it's very tragic for everyone involved. And, you know, to have a teammate who, you know, we were all with in the huddle with and, you know, played some great games with, you know, it's just a tragic story. And all the way around, for everybody involved, it's just a horrible thing. And, you know, I don't know what to, you know, I don't know what to make of it. You know, I just, it was just very, very, very sad.
All right, we'll let you get out of here. Congratulations on the great win yesterday. We'll talk to you next week, and we have 5 million things to get to today. But we're going to go through this book a little more next week after the Carolina game. Thanks so much, Tom.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.